the scenes, behind the glass. There's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, everybody. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. This is episode 182 of Bit Season. Thank you to all the biddies who've listened to every single one of them.
You think there's anyone out there that has?
Yes. Jack Hogan.
I love Jack. Are we going to see Jack tomorrow night?
Oh, at our rendezvous?
There's talk of a... I don't think it's even talk at this point. I think it's confirmed that the Bit Season fellas...
And Mike Marr.
And Mike Marr.
The boys behind the glass...
I think we're going back out to Reston Town Center.
Yeah.
And Round two.
I believe we'll be at Open Road.
We'll be at Open Road, I think, for a while. Be honest, we're hoping Jason hooks us up a little bit with Matt Carlin, a sponsor of the station.
Yeah. You know what sucks? This is what sucks, though, is I had already talked to Jason this morning. This is before all of our Friday evening shenanigans were set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, can you... Because I knew he was going, or especially after the first segment when he said he was going to Open Road, because they put the burden on me to like reserve a high top table for 8 in the bar area. We're having a whole thing at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Oh yeah, for my birthday, Jack's birthday, and RP's birthday.
Oh, so you're going to Open Road back to back days?
So I'm going back to back. My entire weekend's going to be at Open Road.
Oh,
so I told Jason, I was like, hey, I know you're going there, and instead of calling ahead, can you tell Matt to like help set up something for Saturday? Because for that many people, they got to push tables together.
Let me ask you, why would you need to reserve tables at 1 o'clock on a Saturday?
No. It's in the bar area for high tops, not like regular seating.
I got you. Okay.
Because everyone wants to be in that area.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So hopefully that works.
You are. You don't confuse people about your Saturday plans.
I'm not sorry.
Friday Bit Season is going. We're going out to Reston Town Center. I think maybe Open Road. Maybe we'll go back over to Jackson's for a little bit. I'm not really sure, but we'll be bouncing around. Come find us. We'll be out there.
And I think Friday. We'll mention it on Friday during the junks if you're listening.
All right, a lot going on this week. JP comes back from vacation.
That's right. Cake's out on vacation.
Congrats to Kurt Auville. I don't think... Was this mentioned on the Junkies today?
It was not.
Kurt got engaged. Cake's his son down there. It looked like...
lovely...
South Carolina.
Well, yeah, in Kiowa.
They're all traveling together.
Underneath some sort of Spanish moss tree.
Some good photos, nice. So congratulations to Kurt. I don't think he listens to this show, but maybe someone in the Auville house does. Congratulations to them. Very exciting time for that. How old is Kurt now? Like 26 or something?
26?
Yeah.
I remember when he was... You know what? Officially old.
I'm going to say...
Remember when he was a little tyke.
Kurt Auville getting married... Soon to be doctor or finishing his residency, I'm not sure. He should call Dr. Burka.
Oh.
I mean, it's not a secret. I mean, the guy's balding. He's on the Auville fast track to, you know, to the bald city.
You know what? I didn't notice.
You didn't notice? How do you not notice?
I'm going to take a second look here. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if Kurt's used to being any joned on at all, but I mean, it's going and it's going quick.
Oh. I mean, I didn't even really...
Let's get him on some dutasteride.
You know, that might be a bad angle.
No, I've seen all the angles. I've seen it many times before. He's cooked.
You know what? You're like Costanza.
Yeah. I told you. I'm pointing out these bald guys.
Bald, recognized bald. I know one thing. Did Cakes help pay for that ring? That's a big-ass rock.
Well, he's probably
finance it. I thought doctors had student loans. No. It's a Savannah, Georgia.
I don't know. I mean, Savannah close to Kiowa?
Relatively close. I know.
He probably an hour and a half,
2 hours away.
They got away for a while.
Oh, look at that. Did they schedule these engagement photos? They had to have. Or he had to have.
Well, I'm sure maybe he hired like a special photographer to hide in the bushes or something. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, like a ninja.
All right, so JP's back. Congratulations to Kurt. John is out. He'll be back next week. There's a lot going on right now. I think maybe we should touch on JP coming back from vacation since we just brought it up, Matt.
Okay.
This is how I feel, and I don't want, you guys know this, I don't want this to turn into drab rag on JP. Did you notice that I punched out of a potential JP fight at like 6:05 this morning?
It was one of the first things I noticed.
Well, actually, not 6:05, because he wasn't here the first segment.
We need to talk about that, too. I'm already spending that $100. I'm willing to ask JP right now. I said, hey, why don't you just give me 50? Call it a day. Give me 50 right now or 100 in November.
You know who wasn't buying JP's BS this morning? Lurch Papa.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he pulled me aside and he goes, Drab, there's no chance that JP's coming here leaving his house at 3:45 every single day
the gym
for the next 8 months. He goes, there's no chance that's going to happen. He'll do it for like a month, and then he'll get right back into his routine.
I would agree with that. But JP is also so stubborn and hard-headed that when he says he's going to do that, he'll do it for a little bit. But I'm telling you, it's going to be very micro. It's all of a sudden, it's going to start weaning off. And off and off.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to not mention it.
Right.
Because if we mention it and we keep like that bit alive that he owes us $100, then he will keep coming in at 4 a.m. and working out or whatever he's doing. And Bickle's absolutely right. Like, dude, you don't have to. No one's asking you to come here at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
Don't do that.
It's a very extreme.
And actually, I'd be honest, we don't want you here that early. Would you agree with that?
We like working in because dark and in silence.
Yes, Matt and I work in dark and silence for the 5 a.m. hour while we're building up. I like JP being here, and I want him here early. We don't want him here at 5 a.m. Talking our ear off.
Sitting in on us.
Talking to us about
our pre-show meeting consists of, hey, I sent you this. Or, right. Hey, did you get this? Hey, remember, we got to do this.
The first 30 minutes or so is a very quiet time.
We say, what's up? And then we stare at
it. We're trying to stay awake. The most action you'll hear is us slamming our mouses or mice down on the counter because the computer's so slow.
Yeah.
That's about the most action you'll get.
Yeah. The longest sentence Drab will ever say to me is, hey, can you restart my computer?
And JP loves to talk, and he'll be fresh off a workout.
His blood will be pumping hard.
This is a nightmare. This is an absolute nightmare.
Hey, just think about JP taking like creatine pre-workout, JP, and then his motor running 1,000 miles a minute when all we want to do is sit in the dark like vampires and put together the show sheet.
Yeah, because if he's really getting here like at 4:30 or whatever he says he's actually going to get here, and he's doing a 45-minute workout, he'll be up here at 5:15 in the producer's studio talking to us about the emails. He sent over an email with all these stories. It's just too early. We need an extra 30 minutes of time.
Hey, get ready. Get ready for the 6 a.m. workout recap. You owe me a dollar. Is he starting this tomorrow or Monday?
I don't know.
If he starts this tomorrow, we get a 6 a.m. workout recap. Or something about the gym's blank machine is broken. Okay. Or their treadmill stinks or something along those lines.
All right.
It's the gym's missing blank.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I just need JP to get here consistently 15 minutes before the show starts. So that means he should have just leave your house an extra 12 minutes early, JP, because you're always like, even today, which was a nightmare for him, right?
Uh-huh.
He got here at 6:13 or whatever it was. And today was the worst day he's had. That's about the latest he's ever been, at least in a long time.
It's been a while.
Just leave your house and nobody would feel bad. We would actually feel bad for you if a tractor trailer turned over and you're here all the time early and it's never a problem. Those things we understand you can't do anything about. But you're late all the time. Twice in 1 week, that's just like crazy to me.
And it's not even late. It's cutting it close, too.
Yeah. He lied, by the way, when he says he gets here at 5:45. He doesn't get here at 5:45.
Yeah,
JP walks in. Literally, we hear the locker slam at 5:58. He walks into this room at 5:58:45.
We go live at 5:59:20.
That's it. Like, that is honestly it. 90% of the days. We know exactly when he's coming. So if there's any hiccup at all, maybe he's here and he's sitting out in his car. I don't think so. But
I had Jack text me. He said he goes he would actually bet JP $100 he would be late for the rest of the year. His 100 to JP's 100.
Why can't he just be hard headed about getting here early? He doesn't have to do this big routine about proving himself.
It's an extreme. But
it's
also
an extreme.
It's an extreme. But also in his head, I actually think for the first time he felt embarrassed today.
No, it's not the first time. I've heard that speech before. He does it like once a year when he starts racking up the tallies or the tardies.
Yeah,
he'll give that speech. I'm embarrassed. I'm mad at myself.
Oh,
yeah,
I've
heard it two or three times. Before.
I don't remember the speech. Mm. So that's why I was theorizing that this is JP's self punishment. Instead of waking up, you know, an extra 20 minutes early, his punishment is waking up an hour early to. And by the way, it was kind of tilting me when they're going, you're not the entire year. You're going to wake up at 3:45. And I go, I've been doing that for 50. I've been doing that for fucking 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to. We signed up to be.
I know, but that's what's killing me.
All right, so JP's back from vacation. Here, this is the last thing, if I'm ragging on JP, if you guys want to call this ragging. This is the last thing I will say about JP and his vacation. I wanted him to come back so bad and just own his madman Toltarian vacation that he had the family on, right?
Right. His White Lotus-esque catastrophe.
I just wanted him to own it a little bit. Let's have some fun with it. He wasn't as defiant as I thought he would be because I thought he would come back and just be like full of bluster and be like, you guys are wrong and whatever. I think he just kind of dismissed it. Here's what my radio instincts, Valdez. This was what my radio instincts would do, okay? JP's career speaks for itself. But this is what my radio instincts would do. Right. If I knew that there was some buzz on the show about, and there's, you can't even smell it. If there was some buzz on the show about me acting like losing my cool in a situation, you got to be self-deprecating at that point. When you know you're busted, you're busted.
Right.
And he got busted by his own daughter who was ratting him out.
We had a smoke.
But we didn't have any details really, right? We had very few details. What he should have done is come back and filled us in on all the details about that 10-hour trip over the mountains from Switzerland into Italy, what everyone in the car was doing to piss him off, and then be self-deprecating and let us in on your rage, on how you snapped and you're embarrassed. You're like, even if you're embarrassed by how you snap, tell us the things you said that you like, make us laugh about it. Fill us in a little bit. Let us live like we've all lost our cool. It's okay. No one's really going to judge you for losing your cool. You're a dad. These things happen. You're human.
I knew he was going to have an excuse about it.
I know.
And it's a valid excuse, but.
That he didn't want to drive in the dark.
Well, he didn't have his glasses, yeah. But. You could have said, I don't have my effing glasses, and I'm riding on this narrow, windy road. Hold your piss for an hour.
Yeah, or just take us through the thing. I told Bella not to, you know, yeah. I said, no Jews. We can't stop. We're going.
Sucking down espressos. Of course you're going to have to take a piss.
This fucking Fiat was stalling over the mountains. I couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I blew up. And this is what I said.
I'm white knuckled on the edge of a cliff and just won't stop talking about the Chanel store.
Right.
Or Fendi store. I can't think.
Let us in on it. Like the people were craving it. He knew this. He saw the interactions about it online. Let us in on the drama a little bit. You don't have to necessarily embarrass your family member. You take those bullets, right? Set us up. Let us in a little bit. We were all living vicariously because everybody listening has lost their cool before. Everyone's lost their phone or done something stupid.
I got a German navigation system.
Yeah.
Don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Well, that's the only thing I wish he would have done. I knew that he wasn't going to, wouldn't be the payoff that we were necessarily wanting from his return.
I guess I get that. Hey, can I rag on EB for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I was stunned today to find out that if one of us like was dying, we said Mar, but we're all good buddies here, that he would not perform mouth to mouth resuscitation.
How did that come up again? Somebody at the golf course, a cart girl.
Yes, the cart. Yeah, cart girl
in the pool, in the pond.
Yes, yeah, and a firefighter was able to do CPR to revive her or keep her alive.
It actually made me mad.
Until the EMT
he actually
came.
Made me mad today.
You want to know why it made me mad? It made me mad because I was mad because he was right, but he stumbled into being right.
I know. Why the dumb EMT that called in. But he wasn't right, necessarily. That guy was talking about... I kind of set it up poorly because I said I would give mouth-to-mouth probably on anybody on Earth if they were dying in front of me.
Uh-huh.
All right? I don't know if that's necessarily true. Yeah, the EMT is right. If there's a homeless drug addict that's vomiting...
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm putting my mouth on that. Like that is, like I don't want to get a disease, right? But I would definitely do anything I could. But we weren't talking about some necessarily random guy on the street out there. We were talking about if Mike Marr
dropped dead right
in front
of him,
turning blue in front of him.
Yeah,
EB has too much. He's too straight. I don't even understand it to put his lips on another man, and we all know what that means. That he's so concerned.
He's afraid. Is he afraid someone's going to snap a picture of him put it online?
He's afraid he's going to like it. That's what he's afraid of. That's it. Like, he's so insecure about it. Right?
Like all of a sudden he slips a little tongue in there when he's doing it?
Like, I don't even understand him because he won't kiss. He won't do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on another man, right? Uh-huh. But any time a professional athlete has a dong pic that's leaked, he's dying to see it. What's the difference?
I don't know.
What is the difference?
I don't know.
I know the difference. One's a lot more homosexual than the other.
There's no physical contact. All right, put this scenario out there because Eric stumbled into being correct where you're supposed to only do the chest compressions.
No, I said that first. I set that up because I said, I don't think you even do mouth to mouth anymore because a lot of people weren't willing to do that on strangers. And then the EMT called up and said that exact thing. But he also said, as an EMT, I would also never do mouth to mouth on anybody because they'll throw up in your mouth and all kinds of stuff.
All right. Well, then take this scenario.
That kind of made me think less of EMTs.
A little bit.
Aren't you supposed to
I want this guy to do anything.
You're
to
a
me.
First responder. Yeah. You're supposed to put your lives on the line for us.
I mean, you signed up for this.
Yeah. You're supposed to put your mouth on ours.
Yeah. We got. I can't get cooties.
Yeah. That was a little disappointing to hear from the EMT. I'm going to be honest.
I didn't know they had a cootie training seminar.
Yeah.
But put this in your scenario. So we're out in the show's in Vegas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're out in the desert. We're doing some sort of appearance near Hoover Dam. Okay. All right.
All right. 30th anniversary trip next year.
All right. Let's say Drab, you get bit in the inner thigh by a rattlesnake. All right, we're
out in the desert.
Out in the desert, snake bite. Holy, we see the thing rattling and scurrying away. Got two big holes in your inner thigh.
Puncture wounds. You see the venom leaking out.
Yeah, and we call the ambulance and the EMT, and we say, hey, our friend just got bit by a rattlesnake. Do you need some anti-venom? Do you need some anti-venom? We need some anti-venom out here.
Yeah.
And he says, well, where are you? He said, we're out in Henderson, Nevada. Oh, my God, you're way out there in the desert. It's going to take 20 minutes for us to get there and get the anti-venom. Eric, someone needs to go suck it out.
All right. Who got the snake bite? Who's
you?
Oh, me?
Well, in this hypothetical, any of us. All right.
Okay.
All right. Say we're with Eric. Any of us.
All right. Me, you, and Eric. We're out in the desert. I get bit by the snake.
Okay. You get bit by the snake. The EMT says, hey, you got to suck the venom out of the snake bite that's at his
inner
thigh.
Where is this at exactly in my body?
Your inner thigh.
Oh, my groin.
Yeah, groin area.
Have we reached the pubic area at all?
it's starting to get bushy, but you're not in the woods.
All right. Okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right there on the tendon down there.
Yeah, right there. And you know, you kind of have to put your leg out like a catcher.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. And Eric needs to get on his knees. Get on his knees. Suck that venom
there's
out.
There's no chance that Bickle's sucking that venom out. There's no chance.
All right, say
he would let me die in front of him.
All right, so it's just you and him.
Mm-hmm.
They said the anti-venom EMT is not going to get here for 30 to 40 minutes because you're so far out in the desert. Mm-hmm. You got to suck that poison out. He wouldn't do it?
He would not do that for me. He would let me die. He would let me right. My blood turned into slush or whatever happens.
All right, what if it was your arm? Would he do it to your arm?
I think he might do it to my arm. I think he might do it to my arm.
What if it was your ass cheek?
No, that's way too gay. I'll be honest. There's probably not a body part on EB that I wouldn't suck. Okay. And I mean that. I don't even mean that in a like. If he got a snake bite on his Johnson. Okay.
Right.
And it's life or death. And he's looking at me and he doesn't have that rib removed and he can't bend over and suck it out himself.
He doesn't have the Marilyn Manson surgery.
And he needs me to save his life. I would do that for EB. I think I would do that for EB.
Now you would call and make sure that the anti-venom or the Narcan or whatever it is won't get there.
Yeah, yeah, of course. This is a last resort. Like he's already starting to wither up a little bit.
He's starting to get the cold sweats.
Yeah, yeah. I would do that.
Yeah, you know what? That's very brave of you.
I think
I would too. Last resort.
Some might even say you could take pleasure in it.
Would you get on your knees to do it or make them lay down?
Yeah, you got to get on. You know, you got to get on your knees. Hey, stand up, Bickle. I'll get on my knees. He would rather die. He would rather die, wouldn't he?
I mean, if he's not going to do mouth to mouth, do you think he's going to let you suck the poison out of his cock?
Hey,
are you gonna hold it when you do it, or
no hand? Well, if I'm only going to do it once, I might as well do a good job. That's funny, dude. Do you think that's ever happened in the history of the world?
Well, it's
in the history of the world.
Well, it's happened on City Slickers too.
Okay, all right. No, for real, like in real life,
what that you
like a guy got bit by a rattlesnake on his Johnson, and some guy had to suck it out.
That's a great premise for gay porno.
Valdez loves City Slickers too.
I do.
Do the Godfather.
How many degrees is that together?
I know.
Yeah. Over the buffalo's back through the frozen people.
You guys sleep on City Slickers, too. It is
I know
a good
it film. Yeah, of yeah. course. I was going to say, are you more gay getting the poison out or receiving the poison out?
I don't know. I just thought Bickle made me upset today when he said that he wouldn't give mouth to mouth to any of us if we were dying, like if we were having a heart attack in front of him and we needed the full
30, Monty.
The 30 chest compressions and 3 mouth breathings. He wouldn't do that to us.
I know it's not like
it actually. Yeah. And like I said, I'm not asking you to put your life on the line. I'm not asking you to run into
a burning building
or push the gunman down or something. I'm asking you to give me mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Don't you think? I thought this is, it's almost like human code.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. If you got somebody who is you know, homeless on drugs and is psychotic. Okay, I get it. But it's almost human code to do whatever you can to try and save another human.
Yeah, I mean it's part of your duty as a Homo sapien, right? We're all on this planet together.
Yeah,
like if it's
Eric,
not too
Eric
much,
thinks it's another Homo.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of what you must do in that situation.
I would agree. Hey, we gotta let you know. Speaking of saving, Don't Sleep Energy saves me every single day because I'm exhausted from doing the show and then doing Bit Season. Get some today. DontSleepEnergy.com right now. Use that promo code Biddies to save 10% on every order. Need a little boost for your CrossFit workout? They have 2-ounce energy shots. Drab's been down in the 2-ounce energy shots a lot lately. I've noticed that. And when you go to the store and you order your Don't Sleep Energy, get some swag, throw it in the cart, and remember, don't sleep. Makes you great. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about gossiping. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about how millennials and Gen Z thinks it's cost too much to have friends. And And I want to talk about how unmanly Travis Kelce is.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 182. We teased heading into the break that Gen Z and millennials are lamenting the cost of having friends. And reading through this, Drabby, they said millennials are spending close to $250 monthly on socializing, going out, and I guess keeping up with the Joneses with their friends.
That doesn't seem that high to me.
It really does. It really doesn't seem that bad.
I
per
mean,
month.
If you live in a major city like New York or DC or Philadelphia, and you're young, especially Gen Zers,
like $250 for millennials doesn't seem bad. $250 for Gen Zers could be troublesome.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Gen Zers are what? 25 to
mid 20s,
yeah, to 30. Some of those people,
they can make money.
You have friends, you're going to go out. Anytime you go out and hang out with your friends, spending $250, I mean, think about all the bars that you would go to back in the day.
That's
even if you just spend $50 a weekend, you're already $200. That's just going out on the weekends.
I think it also has to coincide with going out, and if you're spending money at a bar, you're kind of spending $20 if you're getting a mixed drink. I think that can start to add up.
But think about how much prices have increased the last few years. That would be like us spending, I don't know, $150 when we're 25 a month hanging out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like that much to me. And I didn't have a lot of money back then.
I know.
I don't have a lot of money now, but I definitely didn't have a lot of money then.
Well, you're becoming more of a social butterfly. Have you started to budget your cash a little better when you're going out? Have you noticed it takes a hit when you start going out over and over every weekend?
Well, no, because you have to take me out of this, because I'm thinking about this differently. I'm thinking about this as someone who doesn't have a family or anything like that. I'm thinking about people who are just hanging out. Like, I'm thinking Mike Maher. Just think of Mike Maher. You have friends. You're going out all the time and hanging out with them.
Well, this is what I think Maher does.
Because I doubt I'm spending $250 a month with friends. There's no chance.
And I do this to an extent as well. But I think Maher has kind of mastered this. Is like going, like hanging with friends doesn't have to involve going out. It's going over someone's house. It's hanging out in the backyard. It's you know, buying whatever for the house, and everyone's hanging there. It's having a house party. It doesn't entail going out to eat, going to lunch or brunch or dinner together. Doesn't mean you're getting cocktails at some swanky place.
What were you always spending your money on when you're 28 years old, 10 years ago?
Golf stuff.
That doesn't count. That's a hobby. That's not going out with friends.
Let's see. She's 28. What was I doing? I go out every now and then.
Spending it on racehorses.
racehorses. you know, this also.
That I think that would be a little high for you. It'd probably even be higher for me back then.
What, $250 or $150?
Yeah, $200, $250, or I don't know, somewhere around there. Me when I'm upper 28s, because I did a lot when that's after I moved here. That's when I was involved with Big O and Dukes, and that was just a lot of. There were a lot. That was a lot of bar stuff.
But typically,
I had a lot of listeners buying me.
I know. I was going to say that. Typically,
if you have to take me out of this.
If we go out like that. Mm-hmm. A listener will be nice enough to buy a beer or two, or we might have a gift card to a place.
Right.
Or hook up. Like that definitely helps. Why are you laughing?
I'm just imagining all the beers that were bought for me over the years deserve.
Hey, what was your imaginary tab?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, anytime we would have these monthly shows. Jam and Java shows, dude. And we would be there all night drinking until 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And yeah, you'd be drinking beers all night and drinks all night. But those times also I was on the green room tab. I know
about the green room tab.
Yeah.
I think maybe dinners. Do you go out to eat that
much?
So
here's the thing. I haven't gone to a lot of dinners with friends. I kind of regret that.
Dinner,
I somehow missed that whole thing. Like me and a couple of my buddies going out. I mean, going to sports bars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of missed out on just going to nice dinners. That's more of a girl thing.
Girls do that a lot.
Yeah.
Guys, we don't really do that. We don't have dinners
together. Because we don't talk, really.
Right. You know what we do is, hey, meet me to grab a beer. That's what guys do. Guys don't sit down and say, hey, let's grab dinner and catch up. That's a chick thing.
Yeah. We need sports on TV to kind of distract us from the conversation.
It's hard enough to get there. Now you want us to talk to one another?
Mm-hmm. That's why you golf with friends, because the conversation revolves around golf.
Yeah.
There's that whole thing like when a guy comes home from golfing with his buddy or something, and the wife is like, how's Brian doing?
He's
not doing very good these days. You know, what's going on? Oh, him and his girlfriend broke up. Why? I don't know. He didn't say.
I know the exact reel you're talking about.
I've seen it a few times. Yeah.
But he sure told me a lot about his $400 driver.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, look, that's part of being young. You don't have a lot of extra money to blow partying. That's just kind of the deal. Until you get more financially secure later in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of huffing it a little bit. You got to get creative. That's why you got to go to
bootstraps.
You got to know dollar beer nights and all that stuff.
All the hot spots.
You got to know the tricks, the lay of the land a little bit. You can't just be going out every weekend getting cocktails at the fine bar.
Some rooftop bar, yeah.
Some speakeasy. It's just not going to work out if you're 23 years old.
You can't have a smoked old fashioned that costs $30.
No.
That's not going to help.
Unless you're well off.
Yeah. And it's definitely different. It's definitely different people like me who don't have kids, because I feel like you would have like your kids budget.
I know.
My
fun budget is.
Yeah. Your fun budget comes last.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the hierarchy of Drab's life. The Drab Drab solo fun budget.
I'm cranking that back up as we've talked about. So I'm slashing other things.
Yeah. So where are you slashing to?
I don't even have cable TV right now.
What?
I'll get it soon.
I know.
No. I'm not even talking the box.
Yeah.
Because it's not really reliable for sports.
I find it butt reliable.
I know you do, but I'm a bit of a purist.
I have no idea. Oh, it's 1 minute behind.
It's kind of tilted. It's tilting.
Well, I have no. Why is that so tilting?
I like to interact on Twitter and all that. When I'm watching the games, I'm on Twitter. I don't like to see plays to know what happened to me. Or I also watch multiple things at once, and so. I'll have like Red Zone on one channel, the Seahawks on the box.
Yeah.
And it's too far delayed and everything. It just gets all screwed up. But anyways, I haven't had cable TV all summer after the NBA final. So it's been like, I don't know, 2 months or whatever it's been.
And that amount of money has gone into the Drab fund.
No, I'm just slashing everything. Everything I don't
the fun
need.
Fund.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
the fun index,
I just realize I'm wasting so much money on stuff I don't care about. Or stuff that doesn't really subscribing to podcasts or Sirius XM.
You know what, Biddies? Be happy we're not charging you.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you're doing that. How much are you investing in the fun index?
I don't know. I just don't want to sweat it. Like tomorrow night when we go out, I wouldn't want to sweat having a few cocktails with my buddies.
So hold on. Like if you went out, let's say going out, because back when you were in your mid-20s, you had a price in mind. Like you, like this is what I'm spending tonight.
Yeah.
There's no way I can go over this.
Right. For some reason, I remember my price, my like in my brain that I could, if I spent, that's why I said the $250 wasn't that bad. I remember thinking if like, I spent $60 on a weekend, I would be okay. So again, you're in your mid late 20s. You're a lot of weekends. You're not even going to spend $60 because you're not necessarily going out both nights.
Right.
And the night you do go out, maybe you know, dinners and a couple beers, it's $30 or something. Then you know, save the extra $30 for the following week. You go ham.
Yeah. Can I recommend something to you?
Please.
And maybe you should do this. Do this on Friday when you go out. I want you to come correct with cash.
Ugh, that's so annoying.
What do you mean it's annoying?
That's extra annoying at a bar. There's no reason to have cash at a bar. Not in this day and age. Annoying.
Well, no, it helps you. It helps you track your spending. If you say, you know what, I want to go to the bar. I don't want to whip out my card.
I'm not
going to
worry about. But tomorrow night, I'm not going to worry about my spending when I'm out. If it's $42.
Everybody. Ask Draft for a beer.
I'm just saying.
He's not worried about spending.
If it's $42 or $70 or $22, I mean, whatever. I'm just going to give him my card. Do you know I went out to Georgetown last weekend?
who are you?
I just have, you know, free nights. I don't know.
The fun index must be booming.
I went out with my buddy Leo Lanise, who I hadn't seen in a while. Leo's old Big on Duke. I meet up with a lot of old Big on Dukes guys.
You know, Drab is prime. For friendship courting right now.
I told you this a month ago on the show.
I know. I didn't know you're actively doing friend dates.
And I'm doing friend dates. Yeah. But here's the thing about Leo. This is exactly what I was told you. Leo's a chatty Cathy. He's a bit of a wild man. I didn't really know. But he lives in Georgetown. That's why I went down there. And I've been, we got to hang out. We always talk about hanging out. And he goes, fine, come down to Georgetown. I'm like, oh, all right. Oh, fine, I'll come down to Georgetown.
You know, you are so desperate for friendship. You're driving an hour into Georgetown.
On a Friday night. But let me tell you something. What have I been doing? Why? You know how much fun Georgetown is?
There's a lot of places.
I didn't go up and down M Street. I went down to the fountains. We went to Nick's Riverside.
We had a sundress party there, I believe.
We did? No, we didn't.
I think we did.
No, not in the last. No, we didn't. I would have known.
And this might I think this was before you.
No, because the sundress started at Backyard Bar and Grill.
I know, and
I was at those ones. I would remember if it was at Nick's Riverside or at the fountains. Because I've been down there before, okay. But it was so awesome. That might be the best place in all of D.C. The whole DMV, because here's what was the scene.
Why were you so blown away?
I didn't know that the DEA agents or the whatever, all that. I didn't know that like that had already happened last weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think that cut down on the crowds because there were murmurs of it already.
Okay.
So I go over to Leo's place. Leo's moving out of Georgetown. I don't know why. He's an idiot. It's amazing.
His place is probably
he's moving to like Springfield.
What?
I don't. So I go down to his place. Yeah, he's got a tiny place, but whatever. So we go. He goes, all right, let's go down to Nick's at the fountains. Beautiful open area.
Yeah, yeah.
The weather was perfect.
Okay.
The sun was setting. Cool, just cool night. It's dark. You got Roslyn in the background. It looks like New York City. Okay. With all their mid-sky skyscrapers or whatever. Okay. You got the Potomac.
Yeah.
You got all the yachts there on the Potomac. Mm-hmm. You got the 737s flying in over. It's a scene, man. You got the Kennedy Center lit up in red, white, and blue on the side. You got the fountains behind you.
Feel patriotic a little bit.
It felt like the center of the universe.
If anything's happening, it's happening here.
Yeah. Now look, it was you know, wasn't
and then nobody was around. So like,
no, there were people. I just like my brain. I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to Georgetown. There's going to be 10 billion people there. No, we stood around. We stood at the bar for a little bit, and then I don't know. After about 10-15 minutes, somebody got up off one of the high top or four tops and left, and we chilled there for the rest of the night.
That's nice.
And then it turns, I didn't even realize there's a Guapo's right there.
Oh, silly.
And so the garage was closing at midnight. I know. It's like 11:20 or something.
What are you doing?
I left Georgetown at 11:57 p.m. last Friday night.
Were you there for what? 3 hours? Yeah,
three hours. I don't know.
Jeez. Are you going to shut it down Friday too?
No.
I just want biddies. I want biddies to know that Drab is actively with me and Mar trying to set up a go-to Saturday spot.
Am I?
Yes.
Saturday spot for what?
For football watching.
Am I? I don't remember saying that.
You said that. I remember you saying
that. I've been saying a lot of stuff, so.
We were in there with Mar, and Mar started throwing out different spots. You don't remember that? Mar started out throwing out different spots.
Oh, maybe it was like a week or so ago.
And then I said, no, we have the spot.
What is our spot?
Hide.
Oh, hi. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot of shit recently. I forget some of the big talk that I've been doing. I'm probably not going to be able, I'll be honest, I'm probably not going to be able to make it out on Saturday afternoons a lot. Because then my kids are up.
What about Sunday? Sundays are like work days.
Yeah, those are tough. If my kids are in bed, I can sometimes sneak away. That's kind of like my vibe right now.
Okay. But you were talking a lot of S about finding a spot. You're desperate. You're thirsty.
No, I'm just having a good. I told you it was my mid-year resolution. Did I go out more? Because I'd realized maybe it's because Mar's on the show and we're hearing Mar all the time talking about having fun and hanging out with the friends. I don't want my entire life to pass me by,
right?
And realize that, like, oh damn, dude, you should have been hanging out more.
No, your birthday really hit you hard.
I think it did. I think my birthday hit me hard. I told you. You and I talk a lot. We don't do a lot of following up.
Yeah.
I'm following through.
Oh, good for you. Who's
but Georgetown turns out a nice place.
I was going to say, who's next on your Drab Friend World Tour?
Maybe Trey again. Oh, Trey's coming out tomorrow night.
Good.
I don't have a lot of friends. A lot of friends that I hang out with. Yeah.
All right, it'll be good.
Come out tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know what? Bring Drab a friend gift.
No, do not bring me a friend.
You know, it's like The Bachelor when they get out of the car, they got to give Jesse Palmer some sort of gift. We'll do that at Open Road.
All right, Valdez. What was the other thing you wanted to get into here?
I just wanted to say this before it gets politicized, and I realize it's already become a polarizing, dog whistling. Thing that everyone's taking a stance on.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's been less than 24 hours. And if you call Travis and you make fun of Travis Kelce, you're like anti-lib.
I don't know.
But whatever.
I don't even understand why you're consuming yourself in this world.
I told you I wanted to watch it because it's like,
I know, but you watched the whole thing.
No, I watched 10 minutes of it.
Oh, only 10 minutes.
Yeah, I turned it off.
So why would you be offended? First off, you have to know, I don't know how you don't know this, anything Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is immediately politicized.
I did not realize that. A hand up, I didn't
realize that. How do you not realize that?
I didn't know that. It's not on my algorithm. I didn't see that.
That's why we've talked about it before on the show. It's why Bickle doesn't like her anymore. Because she stumped for Joe Biden or something.
I don't know. Maybe it was out of sight, out of mind. I don't remember. But whatever. I got caught up. I got caught up in the hoopla. I saw Barstool saying it's going to be like the most downloaded and viewed podcast in history. So I was like, all right, let me go see this. I was interested. And then I see the production of it. The production of it's great. Mm-hmm. Travis is an awful host.
Yeah, I've never been impressed from the clips that I've seen of him before.
Jason, very good. He has media training, media experience. He's been on ESPN.
Yeah.
Carries the show.
Was Taylor Swift on for an hour? I have no idea.
I mean, the thing was on for 2 hours. I can't imagine.
Oh.
And she was on for the first 10, 15
promoting
minutes.
Her new album or something. I just saw her a blurry album thing.
She released her new album. She announced her new album on the show.
What's it called? The Life of Swifties or something?
The Life of Showgirls.
Showgirls.
Oh. Showgirls. But
was that last Poet album a big dud?
Huge dud.
I could tell you one song.
The massive dud.
Massive dud. She better come out with some hits on this one.
Better have some bangers.
Yeah.
But the way Travis was acting, well, not acting, but the way he was fawning all over her was just so uncomfortable, off-putting, weird. I think maybe it has to do with Travis being a football player. Because when you think of a football player, you're not thinking of like this.
Dude, he's probably... First, he's just probably playing it up a little bit because all of America, he's America's sweetheart because he's dating Taylor Swift. He's not going to come on there and be a macho football guy in front of the 10 billion Swifties that are out there.
But it was so...
he has an image for them.
Like, he was...
That wasn't for football players.
He was uncomfortably sensitive.
I understand what you're saying. You know... He was a simp or something like that, but I'm guessing he's probably not like that at all times during the relationship. He's playing it up for the Swifties out there so they continue to adore him. How many football fans watch that podcast? 100,000?
No idea.
10,000? Who knows?
All of Kansas City?
You know, anybody watching that, is a Taylor Swift fan.
But it was uncomfortable because guys don't act like that, especially in public.
Maybe some do.
Or maybe I'm a caveman.
And maybe you're a knuckle dragger.
Probably.
I didn't like you saying taking shots at his photo shoot.
Oh, I mean, it's the weirdest.
Well,
you were
like,
ever.
What is he doing? But it's for GQ. All those photo shoots are like next level kind of weird because it's they take men's fashion to the extreme on those cover photos.
Dude, he was wearing
But that's a standard GQ photo shoot.
then I guess I must not know much about fashion.
I mean, I know, but they don't necessarily even put them in the clothes that you would buy at Ralph Lauren or whatever.
I just thought
they just put them in weird, like runway type stuff.
I thought he looked stupid. That's all.
Yeah, I mean,
he was wearing.
He probably showed up to the set, walked into his trailer, and they go, "Here's what you're wearing today." And he goes, "All right."
He's wearing a crossing guard, like reflective vest in a pool of water.
He honestly
looks like Razor Ramon. Look at this picture.
It wasn't the greatest photo shoot that I've ever seen, but they're all like that. I've seen the photos. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. He's modeling. He's modeling.
All right. I didn't know he had such a thing for Travis Kelce.
I don't have a thing for Travis. I mean, Travis Kelce means nothing to me. Taylor Swift, I don't have a... I'm like one of the few people on earth that doesn't have an opinion on either one of them. I just don't care. Like, it's not that I'm like... When I see her on TV, I understand why they're putting her on TV. It doesn't make me angry. I just kind of wait for her to be over. And then I always actually, the only thing I'm looking for is the other people in the box with her. That's what I like. Who made the cut this week?
The cut? Yeah. Is Blake Lively up in there?
That's what I like. Is Jackson Mahomes in there? Is there like what famous person's pretending to be her friend this week? That's the only thing I like.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. They don't bother me.
No one's going to understand it because I'm probably the only person that watched it that's listening.
That's probably true. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in today. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. We didn't get into the gossiping stuff.
Maybe we can save that for next week.
We'll save it. That's kind of an evergreen topic. So, all right, guys. Let's have a great weekend. And, we'll be out tomorrow night at Reston Town Center. Me, Valdez, Mar. No, maybe some of you guys. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Bye.